We go now to Diane, Boston, Massachusetts, listening on 1060 AM. Diane, you are on with Rose Sweet.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Diane.
Thanks for taking my call. I wish I was stuck in an elevator with you and I could ask you for hours all the questions I have.
And I would love to. I'd love to be there with you.
Just don't eat her P.F. Chang's.
This is an issue that is the biggest issue in my life, divorce, for a Christian. And I was married for 27 years. I've been divorced for 14, and it feels like that I just got divorced yesterday. But among many, many questions, I didn't enter the divorce without much, much advice, spiritual direction, and all that. But I feel still very guilty about it. I feel as though I entered my marriage sacramentally with my eyes open. My wedding ring said the first part of 1 John, love one another. And my husband said, for love is of God. Or it was the other way around. So we had the same parts of the verse in our wedding rings engraved. And I was not Catholic when I got married. We married, baptized, but in the Anglican Church. I've become Catholic since. People tell me I should get, I don't need an annulment because I wasn't married in the Catholic Church. But I don't understand how I could get an annulment, or why would I, because I feel still married sacramentally. I know I'm divorced civilly, but I feel that that was a lifelong oath, vow, covenant, and I don't see how it could ever end.
Okay.
And people disagree with me all the time about it.
Well, one thing that I've learned the hard way is don't share your story with just anybody, because you'll get lots of conflicting information. You know, pick your a spiritual director, some close friends or whatever, if you want to talk about this. But don't bring it up to just anybody, because you will get all kinds of answers. If you have no desire to seek another relationship, and you really have investigated thoroughly what the church teaches about marriage, and you believe your marriage is valid, then live faithfully to those vows. You don't have to get an annulment. The church still considers you married, and you're living apart, but you are a married woman, and you can still have a rich and full and satisfying life in that way. Maybe it may be that you haven't done deep enough grieving over the losses. I don't know. If you're still struggling with the emotions, maybe that's where you need to focus your healing, not on the annulment, but on the healing of the emotions. Does that make sense?
Somewhat, but I grieve. I'm constantly trying to pray my grieving doesn't get in way of my life, because I tend to be very upset about it a lot. My husband has moved on to a long-term relationship with someone else, and that is very painful. I dream about that. I don't feel angry. I feel sad. Mm. I feel rejected, even though we aren't civilly married anymore.
Yeah, you know what? You were rejected. You're not making this up. You were rejected, and I don't know the reasons, and we can't get into that now. But that this is real, and this is when if your spouse died, everybody would bring you casseroles, and you'd get a big fat insurance check, and it'd be over. But you have a living rejection going on here. You have a living human person that you tried to bond with, and they're off somewhere else, and that is a constant pain. And all I can say, here's the short answer, is this is a cross. This is the heart of our Catholic faith, and you carry that cross with dignity and grace and humility, and you unite that with Jesus' cross. He knows the broken heart. He understands. He is close to those who are brokenhearted. So consciously take that cross to him, and I will keep you in my prayers.